From NPR News, this is Day to Day. British detectives investigating the poisoning death of a former Russian spy are focusing now on a London hotel bar. Also at that meeting in the hotel bar was Russian businessman Dmitry Kovtun. Kovtun is now in a Moscow hospital, apparently severely contaminated with radiation. Daniel McGrory, senior correspondent at the Times of London, joins me now to update this story. And Daniel, at first, investigators were looking at that sushi restaurant that Litvinenko went to meet another contact, Mario Scarmella, an Italian academic who was also lightly contaminated with radiation. And now they're focusing on this bar?
They are. They seem to have shifted their emphasis away from the sushi bar to this five-star hotel, which is literally about 2 minutes' walk away from one of the most heavily protected buildings in London, which is the American Embassy in Grosvenor Square. And you're right, it's the Pine Bar, a downstairs bar, very popular with foreign travelers, American diplomats and businessmen. And it's in there that they now believe that Alexander Litvinenko was poisoned. The reason for this, Madeline, is because of the amounts of polonium 210 that's been found in that bar, and it's also contaminated seven of the bar staff working that night. So their thinking is this, that whoever the assassin was, and we still don't have an identity yet, they tried first in that restaurant in Piccadilly, the Itsu Sushi Bar. They failed. They followed Mr. Litvinenko to his next port of call, and that was the Millennium Hotel, and there they apparently successfully exposed him to this radioactive isotope.
Now, this former KGB agent, Andrei Lugovoy, who is being tested, is he considered a witness or a suspect?
That is the question. What's happened this afternoon is that the British detectives have for the first time been allowed to speak to him, though I gather that the conversations are not going terribly well because it would appear that Mr. Lugovoy, say his doctors, is poisoned by the radioactive substance polonium-210. And he mentioned his colleague who he was with that day, Dmitry Kovtun. He apparently is quite seriously ill, though not in a coma as we were led to believe yesterday. They are saying that it has damaged their internal organs, which would suggest that whilst originally Scotland Yard believed that Mr. Lugovoy was a key figure in the plot, they now think that he too may have been a target for assassination, or whoever simply was after Mr. Litvinenko didn't care who else it was he contaminated. Medical experts here are now speculating that it was put in his drink in the bar and or a cigarette that he was known to smoke while he was there for about 45 minutes.
So Mr. Lugovoy is in Russia, as is Mr. Kovtun. They're in a Russian hospital, and I understand that Russia is now investigating this whole matter. Are they helping or hindering British authorities?
They're hindering. The rather clever move by the Russians. They've turned around their prosecutor general, their main investigative figure, a guy called Yuri Chaika. And he trumped Scotland Yard yesterday by saying, well, I tell you what, because it's a Russian citizen who's been murdered, and these are Russian citizens who are now suffering from poisoning, do you know what? We should run the investigation, not you. Quite a clever way to persuade the British detectives to sit on their hands and do nothing. And rather cheekily, Mr. Chaika is saying, I tell you what, you've come here to question Russians. Do you know what? I'm going to send a team of people from Moscow to London, and I want you in Britain to make sure that lots of these exiled Russian millionaires who have been given safe haven in the UK, I want to speak to them as well.
Wow. So this could really escalate into a diplomatic fracas.
It has become that. I mean, we're hearing reports that British diplomats have been harassed, that the BBC has been taken off the air in Moscow, that the British Council has been also intimidated. And there is a sense that this is escalating, and no one is quite sure where it's going to end. At the moment, what is very noticeable is that Tony Blair, who, as you know, is never short of a quote or two, has been ominously quiet about this subject. He has said virtually nothing about it.
Daniel McGrory of the Times of London, thanks again, and we look forward to speaking with you as this story develops.
Take care.